This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. You might have all heard the announcement here. Let me get this going live here as we get Zuckerberg's crooked Facebook going on. I announced this morning I will be running against Ronna McDaniel for the RNC chair. And we're going to cover that here. We also have at 6:30, I believe, Brandon, we have a couple of representatives from Arizona coming on. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what happened in Arizona today. Just a second. They got this backwards here, I guess. Hold on. There we go. But first, we're going to talk about all the response we're getting. I'm just pulling up. I've been dealing with the horrible, horrible journalists in our country. What has our country come to? You know, you talk about, you know, the RNC, which has got an, hey, let's see, 2018, F, 2020, F, 2022, F minus. I mean, Brandon, that's not a real good track record for the RNC, is it?
No, not.
And also, everybody, well, I was approached by donors and that have had it with the RNC, and they want results. In any business, you want a return on your investment. Well, when they're investing upwards of $1 billion, I believe, in 2020 alone, and maybe $400 million in the midterms here, and a lot of that money was earmarked or was supposed to be for election integrity. You know how much I believe went for that, Brandon? Zero.
Yeah.
But here's some of the headlines here. My pillow guy, Mike Lindell, wants to run the Republican Party, CBS. Mike, and here's Newsweek. Mike Lindell running for RNC sparks a wave of jokes. This isn't a joke, everybody. This is very, very, very serious. We're at a time in our history. We're going to lose everything. We've got to, if you got the RNC and they're out there raising money to get Republicans in office and they're failing, any good CEO or leader would say, why is this failing? Gee, the same old stuff we did before worked all the time. Blue wave, red wave, blue wave, red wave. Gee, does that remind anybody of the Uniparty? Of course it does. But when you find out, let's just take all that out of the mix for a minute. If you have, Brandon, if you have the same input and you keep doing the same thing and you keep getting the negative output, what do you do? Do you keep doing the same thing?
No.
I mean, come on, everybody. This is common sense 101. Anybody that's ever been in business, you learn from something that's going wrong. At MyPillow, we are very blessed that I have great people I surrounded myself with. So when adversity comes, we can react very fast, as you know, Brandon.
Yep.
You also know that it's the same way here at Lindell TV or Free Speech. We have faced all kinds of adversity since this platform, from going from a dream. And your dream of having Lindell TV, of having that dream, but of having this platform where we don't have to worry about all the your Amazons of the world taking us down because we have our own servers here and everything, and we have our own platform. But we built it as we were getting attacked. I mean, we built it, and jokes were made then. Jimmy Kimmel, everybody, remember the jokes that were made. He joked about Frank's speech, yet he was the one that watched it the most. And then you had MyStore.com when I built that. Jimmy Kimmel also mocked that. He joked about that. Well, you know what? Here we still sit here today with over 4 million people on Frank's speech. That's a big platform, everybody, and it gets bigger every single day. Brandon just had the great Thanksathon, the second annual Thanksathon here, And that grew, I believe it was a couple hundred thousand more new people. This is amazing. You know, new people that are so we're able to, you know, build a communication platform. But I built it out of necessity to that we were losing our, you know, any platform of free speech out there, of even be able to talk when they silence our voices. So this is what they do. So I announce that I'm running. But once again, thank you, you horrible journalists out there. You're part of my team. I got to bless you on that. You know, if it wouldn't be for you guys, you know, your CBSs, and let's see what else we got here. CBS, I haven't even read them all. This time, first now getting to them here. Let's just see what we got here. I punch in my name. We've got My Pillow Guy wants to run the Republican Party. CBS News. Mike Lindell running the RNC sparks a wave of jokes by Newsweek. Now, they just wrote one. This is on MSN. They just wrote one the other day that wasn't too bad. Pillow Fight. Mike Lindell announces challenge for RNC. The Washington Examiner. My Pillow CEO will run for GOP chair. Here's who else he may be up against. That's on Forbes. You know, maybe some of these aren't too bad. I haven't read through. I guess I better give him a benefit of the doubt and read them, Brandon, before I start bashing him and unseat a long time. You know, Yahoo put up a good headline. Mike Lindell is running to lead the Republican National Committee and unseat longtime foe Ronna McDaniel. Mike Lindell said he's 100% running for the RNC chair. New York Post, Yahoo News, Washington Times. I mean, it just keeps going on. Of course, then there's also Yahoo News. This was a couple days ago, though, when it says potential run RNC chair mocked. I don't trust this idiot to fix a cup of coffee. Well, just speaking of coffee, you're wrong. Whoever put that there, Yahoo News, we can fix a cup of coffee. In fact, it's the best coffee ever. Right here, you know.
You can get it in light, medium, and dark roast. No GMO and no pesticides.
We have pods. We have this. And by the way, everybody, this was an entrepreneur family in Florida, and they do everything from the fields of Honduras to making everything right and doing everything the beans and all the processing right in Florida. And they're the best. It's the best coffee I ever had in my life. And they asked me, they came to me and said, hey, could we call it My Coffee? And would you put your picture on there and stuff? I said, well, I got to try the coffee first. And I tried it. It's the best coffee I ever drank in my life, ever. It's nothing even close. So I said, absolutely. But this is, and right now, this has become the driver of a great platform, mystore.com. And mystore.com, by the way, you can use that promo code L77. I built mystore.com. It took 2 years to build. These are, it's like a mini Amazon where entrepreneurs and USA-made products can go up there and solve huge problems that they have. Their products go up on Amazon. They get copied by China. Can you imagine that? China doing something wrong or something to attack our country. So they get copied or they go up on, they buy Google AdWords and their money gets swallowed up by counterfeits and copycats or people that quite frankly just steal their patents. So My Coffee is a good driver to get people there. Not only it's the best coffee ever, but for Christmas here, for Cyber Monday, what a better place to buy than at mystore.com. You guys, you can go down, and we have our own shopping channel right here at Prank Speech now, the My Store shopping channel. You can watch all these entrepreneurs. This is a company I put together to help these entrepreneurs, and just like when I seen a need for the Lindell Recovery Network for addicts. I was, you know, I took my addiction, my past, Brandon, I took that, and instead of just going, oh, what a waste of time it was. I wasted all those years and having all these regrets. No. You know what? I'm taking my past and my things and going, hey, and using that to help other people. The Lindell Recovery Network, everybody. Logan, put that up there, lindellrecoverynetwork.org. I want that. Type that up there. I want everyone to know this is a free platform for people in addiction. It's free. you know, and you can't beat that, everybody. And you, if you have a loved one out there right now where we're at in our country, where you have the borders got open back, completely opened up, and fentanyl pouring in, and they're playing, the addicts are playing Russian roulette with their lives. And you combine that with the hopelessness people feel. Some people aren't watching our show, Brandon. They're not hearing the hope. They're not hearing things that happened in Arizona today that give people hope, like Cochise County not certifying everybody. There's different things that are going on. Brazil is standing up. There's hope out there, but people are turning to addiction and to just escape or to block pain. And my heart goes out to them. But my point being is, like, the Recovery Network, I spent millions of dollars and probably 3 or 4 years now. It's in constant change. Melissa Harash, she's my director, and in fact, we got to get her on the show, but she's got her Great Hope Report here on Frank's Speech on Lindale TV. And, but she's, you know, all these addicts that have been out there that have made it through everybody, you can go there and see, you know, find out how they made it. And you know what? Addicts want to hear from someone that's been there. Anybody does. You want somebody to solve a problem for you. You want somebody that's been there or to get their advice. When I go into any business, you know what I do is I do my due diligence. You would go and you would learn from someone that might have been there before. Well, you can take everything that I know that I've learned in business, Brandon, and use that. When I say, why are you qualified to run or to be with to run the national or the Republican Party? And my answer is, think of it as a big business. It needs to be run like a business. You can't just have this part working because pretty soon this part collapses. I mean, the donor, the machine that goes out and gets donations for the national or for the Republican Party. And it's an actual machine. It's just grabbing money. Well, these donors over there, you might still be able to get that after 18, which they did. They raised almost $1 billion for 2020. But then after that, you don't change anything, and you raise what, 300,000-400,000, whatever it was, and they get these results, which is FFF. With the conditions we had in 2022. There, it should have been the biggest red wave in the history of the world, ever. It should have been the biggest red wave in the history of the United States. And it didn't happen. And why didn't it happen? Well, the donors want to know. We put in all the money. Come on, what happened? Well, you better find out what happened. We all know what happened, Brandon. You need to change the election process of our country. All the election system is broken. You don't have to go any further than Arizona to see what's going on right now. When we had an election down there and all the machines were broke down, and they're still went ahead and had an election, and they certified. Brandon, did you see all the people in Maricopa County today that testified? And it was person after person testifying, basically just going after those guys on that those supervisors down there. And those corrupt people in Maricopa that did this to Steve Bannon said on his show, this is a day that'll live in infamy in Arizona's history, but not just that, the United States, for what they did down there in Maricopa by saying, it's like there's no laws anymore. Hey, look at all this. I don't care. Ain't certified. Well, the RNC completely lied to the American people and to their donors and said that they would go after election integrity. They called it integrity. I call it election crime. Oh, yeah, we're all for election integrity. Really? What have you done? What did you do in 2020? You know what you did in 2020? What the RNC did, everybody, is they all got together, and here's a fact, and said, oh, we're not going to do anything because we could get sued. That would be one of their excuses. We could get sued by the machine companies. Well, let's just let our country be destroyed. And let's just keep taking money for our donors. And we hope that we can override the algorithms of the machine. We hope that we can override the cheating in elections. We hope that we can, just back candidates that don't talk about election integrity. Brandon, do you know that was a big thing too with the Republican Party, especially Ronna McDaniel, in her own state of Michigan. They had Matt DiPerno and Christina Caramo. They both of them, what did they both stand for? They both stood for America First candidates, but they also wanted to get our elections figured out, right?
Right.
They were for election integrity. We've got problems. In Michigan, they broke so many laws, the Secretary of State there, where they sent out 7 million ballots, all these things, to register for your ballots. These were laws that the legislatures were supposed to do, and they were Republican legislatures. They didn't do anything. They ignored it. They're the ones that were supposed to make the laws. And so what did Ronna McDaniel do in her own state with these candidates? Nothing. She ignored them. And, you know, if you're going to cherry pick your own Republican candidates and you're not going to get behind who made it through the primary and congratulate them and say, hey, good job. What can I do for you? How can we help? We're the RNC. Don't we want to expand the Republican Party, Brandon? Well, I'll tell you what we've been doing on the ground for 2 years with precinct strategies. Those guys, you know, building from the bottom up. Remember at one time there was 200,000 empty seats?
Right.
200,000. And you know why they were empty, everybody? Because the RNC did not want you to know about that. They didn't want you to know about that. So the people have the power. Not a few elites. You're calling the shots. And I'm telling you, the donors are the ones that came to me first, some big donors, and said, what's wrong with the RNC, Mike? They didn't do anything. And I'm going, you're right, they did. And they go, well, why don't you do something? Can you do something about it? You know, maybe run. I go, I don't know. I'll check in, do my due diligence. And so, Brandon, this, so everybody knows out there, there's 168 people that vote in this. It's 3 in every state. So that's 150, then there's another 18. Now, let me tell everybody, the vote is on January, I believe it's around January 23rd. Of these 168 people, by the way, I found this out, there's no machines in this election, everybody. It's a secret ballot, hand counted. Secret ballot, hand counted. Nobody's going to know who they voted for, like it should be in a regular election. And they're hand-counted paper ballots? What? Come on, Brandon. Can you believe this?
No.
RNC is having an election like they should be, but they don't care about our country, that we have elections that aren't working, that are broken. And then one of the things the RNC puts, our registration, we got to get more people registered, whatever. Well, you know what? You don't have to look too far. Just look at Pennsylvania, where they say there's more registered Democrats than Republicans. Do you know why, Brandon?
Why?
Because those people don't exist. They've either passed away. They're dirty voter rolls. They're people from other states. It's disgusting. In Wisconsin, you have 2 million more people registered than 2 million more people on the voter rolls that are registered, that are legally can be registered. So this is every state. It's this another system that's broken. And that's that's another system that's broken. And you know what? If you were at an apex in history, I'll say that again. We're in a critical time in history. And when I see something broken, I'll tell you what, it can sit there and mock me all they want, some of these outlets, but you know what? They better be very afraid, because I'm not going to fail. I don't fail, Brandon. If I say I'm going to do something, when I go all in, I go all in, and I will not fail. Especially, you know, I pray about what I was supposed to do. I prayed this week, and I got very, very, it was pretty easy prayer when it was like, yes, this is, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. This is what I want you to do. And it was more than one prayer. I wanted to make sure I had other people praying, and everybody, you know, basically got the confirmation after confirmation. It's one of these things that I don't think, I don't know if there's anyone else out there that could fix this. You got politicians, if they're going to try and do it, I think they're, I think that they're, They're in the wrong. They need to be a businessman to fix this, kind of like our great real president, Donald Trump. That's why he's the best president ever. He fixed things with common sense, business sense. You got a big problem. You're going to lose your donors, and there won't be a Republican RNC. There won't be a party. You're going to lose this. Nobody's going to keep pumping money into traditional campaigns and stuff if you know that it's just, wait on it. Shh. There goes that money. And this, and you know, this, we've been saying this all along, the resources and the time and the money and everything that goes into elections, they've got to be one thing. They've got to be fair, where every legal vote counts. And we, and our system is broken, and 50 some other countries have, their systems are broken too. What do they all have in common, everybody? Machines, electronic voting machines. Look it down at Brazil. You journalists that are watching tonight, why don't you open your, start reporting the real news and report what's going on in Brazil. They're not going to let their country go down to be the last country in South America to go down to dictators and down to the machines and this world takeover. When I was at Mar-a-Lago, when the president was announcing, our great real president announcing he was running again in 2024, I got to have the honor of talking to all the media, and there was some there from London, there was some there from France, Germany, they were from everywhere, and all these countries, including the Netherlands, they have elections with paper ballots hand counted there, and they get it done in one day, and they're looking at me going, we know what you're fighting for. What is wrong? How come people don't get behind you? Your party get behind you? And I'm going, I'm not even saying my party. I'm saying all parties should be behind that. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, everybody should be behind getting rid of the machines and having paper ballots hand counted under camera. So everybody can trust our elections again. And so anyway, that's where that's at. I really think, Brandon, I can do what I'm going to do, everybody, too, is I'm going to be calling all 168, every single person in the RNC that does vote, and I'm going to talk to them personally. And if they don't take my call, that's their choice. But I'm going to reach out. Now, I'm not going to have a team reach out and say, hey, Mike's a good guy. Will you vote for him? No, I'm going to do it myself, because the first thing I want to do is I want to find out the problems they have. I want to say, what do you see as a problem here? And when they're done telling me all that, I'm going to say, well, here's what I'm going to do, and here's how I think it can be fixed, and very fast. This isn't going to be like a long-term fix. It will be very fast, because if you set up the right things, Brandon, and set up the things that are going to work, I guarantee you the other piece of this, the big donors, the money will pour in more than ever needed in history, because they want results, and they will get results. If I win, they will get results. I'll say win. I never say if, because I am going to win.
Excellent. We do have our three guests here tonight, Mike. From Maricopa, well, I guess they're from Arizona, not necessarily Maricopa County.
I don't think they're from Maricopa.
Yeah, they're from Arizona, though.
Maybe they are from Maricopa County, but why don't you go through that? You know who they, get them on, introduce them. And
right, Logan's getting them all on. They're sitting, I think one just walked up from his chair. So while he's doing that, let me just do this real, he's back. But before we do that, let me go to my computer screen real quick, folks. I want you to see what's going on right now at MyPillow.com. Cyber Monday Super Sale. And then we're going to get a live report from three folks from Arizona on the ground there. But, folks, this is how we fund it all. This is how you help Mike keep Lindell TV going, keep all his work going to save America, keep those 2,500-plus employees going. Cyber Monday Super Sale. Shop now. Click that, and there you go. My Pillow Raquel bed sheets as low as $29.98 with that promo code L77. We have the 3-inch mattress topper for Cyber Monday sale as low as $139.99 with that promo code L77. You got the Giza Elegance sheets as well, and My Pillows. You have the 4-pack down as low as.
Those My Pillows there, they're $24.98. Those pillows, you know, are regular $69.98 a piece. So those, you can't beat that. That Giza Elegance, that's been one of our top sales of the day right there. These are the My Pillow Premium, only with the Giza Elegance cotton. we combined the best of both worlds there, Brandon. It was pretty amazing. And that's the lowest price in history we've ever had for the Giza Elegance. We're doing it today for Cyber Monday. But keep going. Keep
going.
Wow,
that's excellent. Then you got the four-pack here as well, as low as $69.98 with the promo code L77. The two Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, $19.98 with the promo code L77. The men's slippers, the ladies' slippers, the men's moccasins, the women's slip-on my slippers. You got the body pillow. You got scarves, hats. You've got down comforters. You got the MyPillow foam mattress. Yeah, you can actually get a mattress to the front door, folks. The MyPillow two-sided coil mattress. I mean, all of this is there on the Cyber Monday special page. Starts right there at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Six-piece towel set. It just keeps going.
Yeah, let's go back. Those towel sets, everybody, that's the lowest price we've ever had on towels in history. The six-piece towel set, $29.99. That's that six-piece. They make the best gifts ever. And by the way, I'm going to tell everybody now, I've extended the 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st. Of 2023. So everything you buy can be wrapped up for Christmas, because that guarantee gets another 2 months after they open that present. So if they have any problem, it's 100% you got the guarantee, and you can't beat that. So you have that comfort knowing that you're giving them the best gifts ever. If let's say it'd be slippers, if something doesn't fit, at least you have that comfort. And that's not counting the 10-year warranties, everybody, that I put on my stuff with the 10-year warranty, and that we're very proud of, because I make stuff to last, not just work. I make them to last, and they solve problems. And here we have, and these two. Look at all that. Some of this stuff's up to 90% off too, by the way.
Incredible deals, folks. Check it out, MyPillow.com. Use that powerful promo code L77. Then don't forget to use that same powerful promo code L77 at MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell, which is where you can also get a subscription of the My Coffee and give it to a friend or family member. That'd be a gift that keeps giving every month. They get a subscription in the mail. Medium, light, medium, dark roast, non-GMO, no pesticides sprayed on this. This is fully organic, which is very, very important. All right, that's great. All right, joining us now are three folks out of Arizona. We'll find out specifically where they are from in Arizona, but they join us now. Guys, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. I think we've got Daniel, Paul, and Brian. Where's Daniel? Daniel?
Right.
Hey, Daniel. Right. Thanks for joining us. Daniel, where are you from?
Pinal County.
All right, and then we've got Paul. Paul?
I'm from Phoenix,
and you're
Arizona.
From Phoenix. And then Brian. Brian?
I am from the outskirts of Gila Bend.
All right. Welcome. Glad you guys are with us. Let's start with you, Daniel. What's your report tonight for Mike?
Basically, just to give you a heads up, today, Cochise County voted to not sign off on the canvas report. That's been a big blessing. Yeah, it's been a big blessing. And they did so because of the evidence that we presented to them about the laboratories not being accredited, laboratories that are supposed to be the lead in certifying the machines, and therefore the machines are unlawful.
Wow. Back up on that.
Yeah, you guys, and by the way, you guys have been fighting for a couple years now, haven't you, for election integrity, election crime. You're kind of in that. I know we talked the other day. We're kind of in the same boat. Like, I didn't sign up for this. It was like, but I all of a sudden, I can't unknow what I know and unseen what I've seen, you know. And I couldn't live with myself if I just walked away and did nothing. But you guys have stood with it. And so all the stuff you presented, explain that machine. When you say that they were illegal, a little more detail.
So under the ARS 16442 Bravo in Arizona, basically what that says is that no machines can be certified unless they're certified by an accredited laboratory under HAVA Act of 2002. And so at this point, what we found was under that code section, we started looking at Pro-VNV, SLI compliance, and then we started realizing that there was no documentation, or the documentation that was provided was fraudulent at best, and which came after some more research, we found out basically that laboratories were not accredited per HAVA, per the law, and per state law. And so our state codified that. Now, that being said, like I said, is the short version of this is now the machines like Dominion, ES&S, and all of them were not allowed to were not able to lawfully certify the machines. That means that any ballot that goes into those machines now become an unlawful vote. They become an unlawful cast vote because those machines are illegal to be used in the state of Arizona.
Wow. Well, that's and they voted. How did that, was the vote 2-1, or how did they vote to not certify, or did they tabled it, or whatever they've done today?
So they want us to come in Friday to present our evidence, and they want the Secretary of State to combat what we're saying. They've already tried to do this. They tried to gather the information from the Secretary of State, but the Secretary of State has still provided either fraudulent documents or no proof that these laboratories are accredited. So right. That's basically what they're doing. They want us to come in Friday at 2 p.m., I think it is, and speak right. on this, on behalf of this.
Well, I'll tell you, that is awesome news. And so everybody, I will tell everybody this. So here you have machines that I've been saying for 2 years that they use at the cyber steal. This is inside the machines, the source code, the stuff they won't let you see, the algorithms that are used. Then you have the day of this election, which I say was a godsend. It happened in 30-some states, but the biggest one, it was an anomaly, was Arizona, where they wouldn't even accept the ballots. And I think that's a godsend, because then everybody sees, hey, call it what you want. If it wasn't a coordinated, crooked effort, then that means your machines, we can't even trust them to do an election on the physically do an election, that the hardware part doesn't even work, much less the crooked software in it. And then you guys are saying, or you're saying that they, now we have another problem, and that's what that would be the problem with the certification, that the machine companies, they can't even certify them because of Arizona law, and it was done illegally or fraudulently, that there's fraud involved here. You know, is everybody starting to understand that we should maybe not use machines in elections? You know, but
can I read I'm going to read a state constitution for you. Article 2, Section 21. It says all elections shall be free and equal, and no power, civil or military, shall at any time interfere to prevent the free exercise of right of suffrage. So what we have here is we have these corporate machines, right? These corporate entities running our elections here. That's a civil power interfering with our elections. See, our elections yes. shall be by the people in the state of Arizona. That's constitutional, state constitution. And that's what we're dealing with right now. So they're violating the state constitution as we speak by using machines and corporations to run our elections.
Paul, you want to weigh in here, Paul?
Yeah. Hi, Brandon. One thing I'd like to emphasize is the distinction here between what we have, which is statutory and constitutional, which is very powerful. All of the fraud, kind of the way we see it, if I could frame it this way, the front door of your home is now open because the labs aren't properly accredited, which is an important part of the process to make sure that an independent company tests the machines to make sure they're working right, and that 100% of those votes going in are counted properly, that they represent the intent of the voter. And when you don't have that accreditation process in place, you've effectively left those machines wide open for things like connections to the internet, to algorithms, to moving votes from one candidate to another, who knows what else. But the point is that the accreditation was put in place, the requirements under HAVA to avoid this kind of thing. And the violation is important because without the labs being accredited, then the machines aren't properly certified, because the people can't be assured that those machines are doing what they're supposed to be. And you can't observe it like a hand count. And the companies refuse to allow people access into the code. So there's no way to really visibly, see that ballot. So the fraud is being committed in a large part because the accreditation isn't being, done. It's not being done. So those machines right. being uncertified is effectively opening the gateway for the fraud to take place.
Mm. Wow.
Well, I'm gonna say something there, everybody. I'm gonna agree with you that that's another problem. But there was, even if you had the certification, we can never use voting machines. I think we've all learned in any election ever, because I was with the SNS with one of their owners down in Louisiana at a Senate hearing, and the Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin asked the one of the owners of ESNS out of Omaha, Nebraska, the hometown crooks, machine crooks, or whatever you want to call them. Yes, ENS, you can sue me too. I'll throw it on the pile. I don't care. So here's ESNS. They asked him straight out, are your machines vulnerable to attacks? Are you, what makes you special over Dominion? And they all had to say what they could do over the other companies. And I'll give the guy credit. He said, all machines are vulnerable. Certified, not certified, it wouldn't matter. There still can be breached, or if they're built and they have a back end and they're built. The world we're in now, and with this cyber, when you get cyber attacks, and they announced that Konik in a 2020 election out of Michigan, the biggest cyber attack or cyber data breach in our country's history. But you get these in business all the time when things happen, and you fix the breach, or you go in and you fix, hey, where was it? You patch it, you fix it, and then the good guys, it starts over again. Maybe insurance pays for it. Maybe the money's covered, or you just take it as a loss as a business. But in an election, you don't get it back. You lose everything, But I think when it was originally set up, like you say, when these certification laws were set up back in the day, they were set up because we thought that we could make machines that could be completely safe, and that we trusted. That, hey, remember how we all were when computers started coming out going, boy, I don't want to give my information to Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook, what do you mean I got to do this? Is this all private? Oh, sure it is. You guys trust me. We had to put trust in these machines, all kind of devices. But it comes down to it in elections. I think we've learned now that it doesn't matter. You don't have to go too far to look down to Brazil, what's going on there now. You got Arizona up in the news here today, and you got Brazil in the news. And Brazil's a good example that they don't have mail-in voting. They don't have anything. It's same-day voting, but they're missing one thing altogether. They only have machines. They have no paper. So all they have to do, I don't even know why they had an election there. I could just say, it'd be like this. Brandon, let's do that game again here. Pick a number, one or two.
One.
No, it was two. Let's try it again. Pick a number, one or two.
Two.
No, it was one. Would you like to see it?
Yes, I would.
I'm sorry you can't see it. Okay. That's the world we're in right now, guys. I really think with what you're saying, though, it's really great. I think the breakthrough is going to be Arizona, and I think we got to pray that the judges don't kick the cans for standing anymore, that they really look at this and say, hey, we got a problem, and make rulings based on the law. You guys bring up the law there. You bring up the law. These things were put in place to protect our elections. Well, they weren't certified. You better follow the law. I think the supervisors are that down there that didn't certify today. They're heroes in my book. They're absolute national heroes. No matter how this plays out, they had the courage, which a couple other counties were going to too. One I know for sure, and I heard that they got threatened and basically backed out today. But this is what's happened. If people are afraid of lawfare and everything else, how come you guys aren't afraid of anything? I mean, you've been going for 2 years. Have you had any pushback from the media or anybody?
What we've had is them silencing us big time. They don't want this getting out. This is a big issue. Right. And it's important. You mentioned real quick, Mojave County, two board of supervisors, they just voted yes under duress. They said, hey, we're voting yes under duress. That's coercion.
Wait a minute. They used that word?
Yes. Yes.
In the public record, they use that word.
Yes. On video.
Brian.
Go ahead.
Brian, you haven't weighed in here, Brian. Go ahead, Brian. What are your thoughts on all this?
Yeah. Well, I'll try to make three, see if I can make 3 points real quick. First off, you know, this started in December 1st with an affidavit that revealed the violation. And then after that, the cover up started to begin. As a group, we started in January of 2021. And this has been really a multi-state effort researching all this to make sure that all the evidence that we have is solid and can't be refuted. So then we started seeing the EAC, the Election Assistance Commission, started covering up the crime and the violation by first using COVID as a reason for why these labs weren't accredited appropriately. Well, COVID was way after these labs were due. ProVNV lab wasn't even, the last accreditation for them was 2017. For SLI, which is the ES&S machines, that one was in 2018. And then in January of 2021, they produce a fraudulent document that has a 3-year certification when the 2.0 manual says it's only a two-year certification. They use the wrong signature. I forgot the other point on what else they did. But the other thing is that the cover up that they continue to do is they can't produce legal documents. They just over and over continue to try to cover up. And what was the last point?
52 code.
They use a code, a 52 U.S. code 20971C2 that basically says these certifications never die. Even though the manual says they only last for 2 years. So that's an improper use of that code. That code basically says within that 2 years of certification that they can revoke it if the labs aren't, if their labs violate their policy. And then the last thing that is interesting is ES&S, they have an application package that they filled out and they did everything appropriately. But for some reason, SLI did nothing. They didn't fill out an application package. They never filled out a letter to renew a certificate of conformance. So the question would have to be, and this is what we're trying to get from the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, why did ES&S have all their ducks in a row, but SLI didn't? Why didn't the Secretary of State notify ES&S that she doesn't have any proof of certification of the laboratories? So those are my points.
Wow, and good points there. Does everybody see what I've been saying for 2 years? This is the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. And people say, come on, Mike, there's been bigger crimes. No, there hasn't. Not that goes this wide. When you try and steal the United States of America, take over our country, and people say all the time to me, well, who are they? They are the CCP, the Uniparty, the deep state, the globalists, and that's it. And they've exposed themselves. You guys have what's really amazing to me, is in Maricopa County. You would think, you know, these are after, I don't know if you guys probably didn't have time with everything going on today, but I watched a little bit of the people coming through and testifying for 2 minutes. And how shameful that it was all, they got to speak their piece, but they had already made up their minds. No matter what, you could have brought in and laid it in their lap saying, hey, we have a guy here from Dominion or from ES&S. He's going to admit everything. And they would have said, I'm sorry, we're still voting yes. This is how corrupt they are. They exposed their own corruption. They certified their own fraud. And like Steve Bannon said, this state will live in infamy in Arizona's history. For Maricopa County anyway, and the rest of the United States. But this is, we wanted to have you guys on. This is a bright spot. This is the hope. You guys are the hope here. This is, people need to know the good news out there, the wins. I mean, here you got a county to actually say, we're not going to certify because it's wrong. We can't undo what we've seen or what we know or what we've heard. We have to look into it. And if what you, and you guys need, once again, what's suppressing you is only one thing, and it's getting the word out to the masses. I wonder if Fox News would have you three guys on. You think Sean Hannity would put you on front and center? Boy, wouldn't that be something, huh?
So, Mike, real quick, man. So if the Cochise County are able to stand their ground, and now listen, they're getting major threats. You've got Bill Clinton's lawyer, Mark Elias, comes down there threatening them. The county lawyers threatening them. The Secretary of State's threatening them. If you watch the county lawyers threatening Mojave and all of them talking about, we're going to arrest you for felonies. For what? They're acting in good faith. So here's the beautiful thing about it. They stand their ground. This can get us to a special election. The Arizona people have got to realize Cochise County is the last stand now. Since all of them signed off, we're the last stand.
Right. And they need to know that. And Logan, get ready if you can get on Fox here and see what Fox has to say about this. If you can find that. I know they were going to chime in here a little bit, if you know what I'm talking about. This is what we're up against. We need to get the word out to everyone in Arizona that there is hope. And it is Cochise County, the last stand. And I promise those guys down there that, you know what, I have their backs. And I don't care if they try and put some drum up, some fake frivolous charges at this time we're in, which, you know, heck, the FBI took my phone. Craziness that we live in right now, this lawlessness.
Let's see what Fox is saying. Is Fox saying something about this?
What does Sean Hannity have to say? That's what I thought.
There you go.
That's what we're up against, everybody. You know, I'm going to do a shout out to maybe Newsmax. How about Newsmax or Sean Hannity or any of them? Do you know, you think Fox called me to go on to announce that I'm running for chair of the RNC? No, they're probably afraid I'm going to say a couple words. Dominion, ESNS, Smartmatic, election crime, save our country, anything like that. Especially help save our country. Man, you can't even say those words nowadays, or you're an election denier, or you're this, or you're that. You know, it's just amazing. But you guys give Arizona, you give the country hope. We've got to get the word out. I have my call tonight. I do it every week to tens of thousands from around the 50 states, and then they get the word out there. I'm going to be talking about this tonight, and we just got to pray that the courage that you guys stay courageous, and Cochise County, the supervisors there that are standing their ground. And you know what? I believe that once somebody is, you know, once they make this stand, that other counties are going to come forward, you know, just because they say, hey, let's certify. There's also laws in Arizona where if you suspect something happened, where you can go after, and there's time to stop to claw back your election.
Hey, Mike, can I chime in there real quick? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
This has been a journey for us, and I can't tell you how many times our Lord and Savior has stepped in and renewed our faith in what we're doing. We have gone through ups and downs. We've felt defeated over the last year and a half, 2 years, but some way the door always opens for us. Doors close and doors open. And I would just say, as an encouragement to others in other states, keep fighting on whatever you're doing right now. This isn't over till it's over. And this is our country we're fighting for. And I don't think there's anything that could stop us. We're past the point of no return now. We just don't see any option but to continue onward. And we just take it day by day, and brick by brick. But that's what kept us going, is just our hope and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that, he'll see it through. He's a righteous God who wants justice. And we're gonna see this thing through no matter what the outcome is.
Wow, you could be on my show all day.
do any of you have a military background? Do any of you have military backgrounds?
Yes. I'm a Marine combat veteran and prior law enforcement officer.
Marine combat veteran and former law enforcement officer. Okay, who else? That's it? Okay. So when you were fighting and willing to die for our country, did you ever think the day would be you'd be fighting back here in our country to stop the communists from and the technocrats or the globalists or whoever it is from not wanting free and fair and transparent elections?
You know, no, I would have never thought it. And, you know, I will want to say this real quick. There's a lot of people now, you know, like Peggy and Tom, them standing up for what's right. You know, I look at them. I mean, they're under great opposition right now. And I told them, I said, listen, as long as you continue standing up what's right for the law, I just thank you and continue to do so. Because as a combat veteran, I understand being under great opposition and how tough it can be. And for them to do that, I just commend them. And I wanted to just say that real quick, because they are. And, you know, I just also want to say to the American people, as a combat veteran, we fought over there so you can fight here and have your freedoms. And freedom's not free. It does require sacrifice. The question is are you going to be doing a little sacrifice now, or is it going to be a big, big sacrifice when they destroy our country? And this is my question to the American people. We still have people sitting around and not doing anything and whining and complaining. They need to be going to these board supervisor meetings. They need to be going to the school board meetings. You know, I love Trump, but they'll go 50,000 deep to a Trump rally, but, you know, only 10 people show up to a board meeting. We need people to show up and petition. Look what we have done. Just to the American people, we have petitioned our government. It took us 2 years. It took us 2 years, but we used truth and we used the law and we used our Constitution, which says we have this right. And we did it. And now look where we are. We are on our final stand here in Arizona, and we've got to fight, and we've got a chance to win. And that's the hope that I hope that everybody sees. And we just need you to stand up, America.
Wow, well said. And I say, if you're saving your courage for a rainy day, it's pouring outside. This is the hill. This is it. And I've said it before, too. God's got his hand in all this. And I want everybody out there to know that I don't care how small your part is, if you're doing something. I don't care how big. We're going to look back. We're in the greatest time ever to be alive. We're going to get to this beautiful place out here. And we're going to look back and everything had to happen, not only on God's timing, but where you're going to look back and go, wow, even though some of the bad things, you're going, wow, that had to happen in order for this to happen. But it's opening people's eyes. And it's not just people, you know, once you're here in this bucket, this common sense bucket, then, hey, we're going to lose our country. We're going to lose the American dream, and we're going to lose our freedom. We're going to lose everything. And then I've said it before, all the believers that said, then it's end times. You believe you're going to heaven because it's going to be over. But I believe right now that God's given us grace. When I spoke from the Rose Garden a few years ago, I said, God's given us grace for such a time as this to spend time in the Word, being proactive in prayer. You know, a lot of people have reactionary prayers and they go, oh, you know, this didn't happen. God, please let this happen. It might not be God's will at this moment in time. Well, how do you be proactive in prayer? Well, where's God's will is in the Word. And I said, let's get in the Word and let's be proactive in prayer, and everybody doing their part. And I think it's going to be, the grace has been, think if we were sitting here today, guys, and none of us did anything or none of us had nothing. If we really, our country was going down like this, just being because people had changed or something into things where everybody wanted to, you know, thought communism was great or something, or they thought socialism was just having a cup of coffee with your neighbor. And we skipped right over socialism to communism. And I really think that people are out there. They want to have joyful lives, and they want to have, everybody wants the same thing, I believe, out there, except for what's the evil that's out there. This is a spiritual battle of epic proportions, and we're in it right now. And I believe you guys, we got to show examples by courage, by example, and you guys are it right there. And I just can't say enough. It's an honor to have you guys on my show. I mean, this is just, this is a bright spot for all America right now, that there's hope. And I tell people that all the time, there's hope all over the place in different pockets and different things. But if you combine it, we're winning. We are winning because of where we were and to where we are now, because they weren't able to kill our voice. They weren't able to stop your voice. You guys got to this far by not giving up, even though, right? I mean, by even through the attacks, or to keep your voice silenced, and all the, you just brought up examples of how they lied, they cheated, they brought in forms that weren't real. You said, no. That's a counterfeit. Try again, you know. I love it. Brandon, you got anything?
I just want to go back to that one opening statement you made as we got just about 3.5 minutes left. And that is, you're telling me that these machines were not certified by a laboratory that was even credentialed. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They weren't accredited per law. Because they weren't accredited, that just ended up making, once our ballots went into those machines, and guess what? It's not just the state of Arizona. This is about 28 plus states that this affects. And so that makes all of our ballots that went into those machines, it makes our vote illegal and unconstitutional.
And that's the law. And this, again, where we're really living under lawlessness because we're not following the law. I mean, next time you get a speeding ticket, just tell the cop, I'm sorry. We're not going to pay attention to the law. You can't give me that ticket because we don't pay attention to laws anymore, right? He wouldn't take it. But all of a sudden, we got politicians deciding which laws we're going to follow and which ones we're not going to follow. But it seems like the ones they want to follow are the ones that punish the people, steal freedom from the people, and the ones they don't want to follow are the ones that restore freedom and liberty to us.
Correct. Correct.
Well, and I like what you said there, 28 plus states. Is that because the other 22 you haven't checked into, or that's just the 28 you've checked, or why is it 28, not 29 or not more?
So because there's about, I think it was 29 states that adhere to HAVA in some form. Arizona, at least of the battleground states, actually have a law that adheres to it fully. Arizona is one of them that really adheres to it. The thing is once it's shown that these laboratories are unaccredited, any state that uses these voting machines or devices in the United States are now using machines that are unlawful, you know, and that's what we're talking about. Because go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, this sounds this could be then a Supreme Court case where, hey, if these states aren't going to listen or aren't going to comply, this could go all the way up the ladder, because this is what we've been talking about, that these machines, these voting machines, now we find out they're illegal in the first place.
So this is deprivation of rights under the color of law. Our government officials have a duty to act. They either knew or should have known this. There's no I didn't know, or there's no, you know, there's no administrative error. This is, you knew or should have known. You had the law to do. Now you're in violation of deprivation of rights under the color of law. Not only that, they violated the 14th Amendment, First Amendment, and they also in violation of U.S. Code 42, 1983 and 1985. And I believe 1989 might fall in that too. But this is a conspiracy between the Secretary of State's elections directors conspiring to work together along with the companies. And this is where our civil rights are being violated. And this is what we have. Wow. And it is a constitutional issue.
Thank you guys for being with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're gonna have you back on for weekly updates. How's that sound?
Yes, sir.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's the Lindell Report tonight, folks. Don't forget, support what Mike's doing and help yourself out. MyPillow.com, Black Friday sales. We got Cyber Monday sales now. Monday cyber sales going on right now. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use that powerful promo code L77. Thanks for supporting Mike and his work. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.